trade deadline is Thursday. A trade just happened. Chris Paddock going from the Twins to the Tigers for a minor leaguer. Let's talk trade deadline now as we head out to the Window Nation fan guest hotline. Jim Duquette, former Orioles exec, part of MLB Network Radio, and part of our newest IA Hall of Fame class, joins us now. Jim, thank you.
Congratulations,
it's your
sir.
First time joining the show as an IA Hall of Famer. Welcome to immortality. Is there anything you'd like to say?
Welcome to immortality. I think that's enough, isn't it?
That's
plenty right there. I appreciate that. I'm looking forward to the gift basket that's coming, whatever that is.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll take you out to Cole Park.
It's not much. It's not much.
Yeah, right.
Okay. It's more the just immortality thing. We're playing that card more than a gift card.
Yeah.
But you never know. You never know. We should figure something out there.
Yeah.
We obviously are going to have trade deadline questions for you. But before we get there, I want your take on something at the macro level. You know, Michael Elias has gone to length to say that he's not going to trade from his core, which to me begs a question of what core? Like Gunnar Henderson, sure, certainly. Adley Rutschman, there's a body of work that says he's bad to mediocre as long as he was very good. You know, Colton Cowser, are we sure? Like Colton Cowser's an everyday player on a World Series contender. Like I'm not sure he can hit lefties or hit an off-speed pitch or hit a breaking ball or throw to the right base. Jordan Westberg, okay, like he doesn't get on base nearly enough for me, but like, okay.
I like
I think Jackson Holliday's real. I think Grayson Rodriguez is damaged goods, and I have yet to see this team bring somebody back from a Tommy John in a forthright manner, and that's what they have to do with Bradish. So am I wrong to ask what core?
Well, I mean, no, I don't think you're wrong to ask it. I think, though, you know, I mean, going through those position players without going through it one by one, I think, you know, you really – it's hard to trade a couple of those guys on their down years, right? Mm-hmm. So even if you thought they weren't part of your core,
right,
you want to make sure you're trying to maintain their value as high as it can down the road. Now, I think they do feel at their core. I think they're obviously hoping for rebounded years. You bring up some really good points, like for Cowser as an example. I've had an issue with this, not just with the Orioles, but there are other teams that do this too, and they bring up a couple of their, let's say, left-handed hitters, and they don't have them hit against left-handed pitching. They put them in a platoon situation.
Yeah.
Now, this is not Earl Weaver era where we actually have platoons. Like, these guys should be, Cowser should be able to prove whether he's an everyday player or not. And when you're not playing him against left-handed pitching, how is he going to get better against left-handed pitching? Like, you know what I mean? So, and you can't send him to the minor leagues because there's no lefties like that in the minor. So there's just little examples like that that I would like to see in the last couple of months, getting more playing time, you know, and whatever that looks like. So we can get some answers, and so more importantly, they can get some answers the last couple of months for next year and beyond.
We're talking with Jim Duquette. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. So with the trade deadline 3 days away, how much different do you expect this Orioles roster to look come Thursday?
Well, I think with some of these guys that are on expiring contracts, I question what you can actually get for them. But I think that you have to move out a couple of those guys. You know, Dominguez as an example, Eflin if he's healthy, O'Hearn for sure. Like those three, just start there. Now, you know, I think it's fair to ask, you know, that what they can get back. You know, for me. Oh, Carlson. I would put Carlson in there, too. I know he's having a good year, but I mean, if you can get something for Carlson that, you know, you can control for a few years, then absolutely. You should be able to find a Carlson, different guy, different name, but a similar type of player. So, you know, I think for me, it's important that at least three of those four names I just mentioned are moved for talent. And, you know, we're not going to know what quality is early for a when they come to the major league. But with Soto, as an example, the kid, Arcina, it's a really good arm. Yeah, he's had trouble with command, but that's gotten a little better this year from people that I talked to in the Mets organization. So, you know, if that's an indication, then you know, they should be absolutely aggressive in that area trying to find pitching. And, you know, he's a kid that won't be for 2 years. Least, but I think that's the type of deal that they got to be making with these guys.
What do you do with Trevor Rogers? Do you think they fixed him, or is it a ticking, potential ticking time bomb that you might have a chance to sell ridiculously high on, considering what these outings have looked like?
Yep. I mean, that is the great question with him, you know, because of what they have given up and what it's turned out to be. That in itself, it makes you want to hold on to him just because. The thing that I had not seen Rogers in a couple of years, mm-hmm. when he was pitching at his best, it looks similar to what we're seeing now.
Right.
So I'm encouraged that they've got him back to and recovered that, which would be a huge sign for them for next year. So my feeling on that would be I'd hold him because you got him under control, mm-hmm. and it looks like it's real.
Jim, who is the big prize? Like, who's the biggest name that you think gets dealt before the deadline?
Well, I think, if you look at Arizona with Suarez and Merrill Kelly, those are the two probably biggest names and best players.
Mm-hmm.
Zach Gallen would have been if he was having a better season. He's not really having a good season this year, right? So I think you start there. I think there's a couple of closers. The unfortunate thing with Bautista, they would have really, I think, had to think hard about trading him because Class A now coming off the board with this gambling issue. You've got guys like Duran, Helsley, Bednar. Bautista would have been the best of all that group, and there's like six teams that are all looking for a Bautista type of player, a pitcher for the back end of their bullpen. It's like Cubs, Phillies, Mariners, Mets, Yankees, mm-hmm. Phillies. You could have gotten a really big haul, maybe almost what you could get for a starting pitcher because of the demand for that. So, Dominguez isn't going to get anywhere near that, unfortunately, but I think those are the names I mentioned. Class A, I thought for sure was going to be the biggest name. Now he's off the board, unfortunately.
Do the Yankees need to think about adding a bat, too, now with this Judge situation?
Boy, I tell you what, they added McMahon. I thought they won.
That's a glove more than a bat, isn't
it? Yeah. I thought they should have gotten Suarez. Yeah. They went McMahon. They went more the defender type. So, the one thing on Judge that it's kind of mixed right now is when is he going to be able to return? It sounds like he might be able to throw within a short period of time when he comes back. If that's the case, then they won't need, they won't need an outfielder necessarily. But if he has to DH the rest of the season, I think they need an outfielder because none of the guys they have, you're not putting Stanton.
No, you can't do it.
Can't do it. So, I think he'll hit himself again. So, that to me is a huge, huge question mark when you're, going into the trade market on Thursday and you don't have an answer on your star player. Like I looked up these numbers. With the Yankees offense without Aaron Judge, the OPS is 50 points less. So Judge himself raises the entire team's OPS by 50 points. That's nuts. So, it's like sink or swim with him, hopefully when he comes back.
Jim, they'll never do it, but if he's out for, if they, and I guess the timing stinks for them, not that I care about them, but if Judge was out for a longer period, shouldn't they be thinking in the other way? Because he means, as you just said, he's everything to their offense.
Yeah. I think if they had gotten news that he needed Tommy John surgery, I think they would have seriously considered a somewhat of a sell. They don't necessarily sell all the time. Even when they're selling, they'll get rid of maybe a player or two. Like they haven't been in that situation very long. The last time I can remember was 2016, I think, when they got Gleyber Torres in a trade. Like going way back, they traded Andrew Miller, and I think they traded Chapman maybe that year. The Cubs and the Indians. So, I don't think they've been in that situation since. And those were guys that were, going to be free agents at the end of the year. But I really think they would have, because, you have Cole out and then you have Judge out. I think they would have had to punt after that one.
Well, we know the O's are selling. We know the Rays at this point are selling. And we know the Yankees are buying. Do you think the Red Sox or Blue Jays make a significant buy-side move to to improve their slot, or are the Red Sox going to sell a Duran or something like that?
You know, I think Toronto is, they're all in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from to the extent that, you know, that they can, you know, they don't have a real strong farm system, but they, I mean, I everyone I talked to, we had over the GM talk that we've had over the last 2 weeks, they are the most aggressive. They haven't done anything, but they're the most aggressive right now in terms of making calls. Boston, you know, they're one, they're just so hard to predict sometimes. They they should be all in, but like you were talking about with Duran, like his name keeps coming up. I don't know why. There has to be something behind the scenes we're not aware of. I know they've got prospects there, you know, that can fill in that spot, but I don't get it. I didn't get the Devers trade either. So, you know, that one is going to be, I think that they're, you know, looking for starting pitching. That's what Craig Breslow told us 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, sometimes their ownership makes decisions that their GM doesn't have control over. So,
trade deadline is Thursday. Jim Duquette, MLB Network Radio, and Inside Access Hall of Famer. Jim, thank you as always
for your time.
You earned
immortality, boys.
HOF. Immortality. Every time you sign a check, you put that HOF
right
next to it.
Yes.
I will start to do that.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, Hammer.
Thank you.
Coming up next, we hit the hot corner, and John Schneider, he's the manager of the first place Toronto Blue Jays. He says he loves the way they're playing. You're going to hear
from... Oh, we got a lineup. Where's Adley batting tonight?
Yeah, and the Orioles lineup, yes. Adley's back.
I wonder.
We'll tell you next here on The Fan.